You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. Boy, these super duper low, ridiculous temperatures that have spread throughout most of the entire country are wreaking havoc, especially down south, mainly because, Jeremy, they just have no idea how to deal with it.
Yeah,
and
they
they're freaking out. I've got family members in San Antonio, and they were texting that their power went out something like 10 times over a 24-hour period.
See, that sucks. I mean, that sucks.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So, you know, that's the thing. I was talking about it with Gretchen, too. She was talking about how, you know, some people, she's got friends down in, I think, in Austin or Dallas or something, and they were moaning on social media, how come this city's not prepared with all sorts of plows? They say this is the worst storm in Texas in almost 40 years.
Sure.
I got news for you people. You cannot build up your snow removal system for a storm that might come every 40 years.
Right.
You're just not going to, that's just a big waste. You're just going to have to suffer through it for a few days, right?
How many inches are they getting? I was trying to look.
Well, at my brother's house,
I know it's a big state.
They got, in my brother's house, they got what looked like 4 to 6 inches.
Okay.
And that's just north of San Antonio. That is pretty dang far south.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
4 inches. Yeah, still, Colorado's like, come on.
They were, you know, they were getting messages from all of the utility companies telling people to, you know, turn your furnace down, you know, to like 60 something.
Conserve, yeah.
Yeah, because they were, that's why they were having those power outages, I think. Anyway, so that's going on for the Mile High City today. Hey, we're going to be balmy. It's going to be almost 40 today.
Ooh, I'm sweating.
Ooh. The Nuggets are in Boston for a game tonight against the Celtics. The Avalanche will be on the ice again tonight in Vegas against the Golden Knights. What else? Oh, here you go. For our listeners who are vegan, thought I would share this news. A vegan version of the iconic Kit Kat bar is coming out.
All right.
Hooray.
Finally.
Nestle will not reveal their exact formula, but it will be called the Kit Kat V.
Right.
Bet you can figure out what that stands for.
Yeah.
And it will be a plant-based option for vegans, and
I'll
it'll launch
it
later this year.
I'll eat that. I love Kit Kats.
My guess is you're not going to be able to tell much of a difference.
Nah, they can do anything with
all
that science and labs, those food labs.
Science! What else is trending?
Speaking of food, buddy, National Pancake Day today.
I'm so loving pancakes.
Let's bake
these
a
days.
Pancake as big as Texas, and we'll cover them all up and save them and keep them warm.
Oh, this got weird.
I love pancakes. Knick-knack's
hey, what's
been
your
doing...
what's your syrup brand?
Oh, we've talked about this. I get that expensive stuff from Costco. The straight out the tree, remember?
Straight out the tree.
They
Is that what it's called?
They tap the tree and out it comes, and then they bottle it and ship it off. Knick-knack's been doing the log cabin.
I'm a log cabin boy.
Yes.
And my wife is a Mrs. Butterworth. So we actually have to buy two different
syrup
for the house because we can't agree on them.
It's a funny name. Syrup.
Syrup. I call it syrup, but
syrup.
Anyway.
Knick-knack has been doing cookie cutters for the kids, like, you know, the cookie cutter, like, a,
oh, yeah,
like
yeah.
a heart or a little dog or
yeah,
I don't know.
Cute. And, she fills and for
it
you
with,
too, right?
Fills it with pancake batter. I got a little Mickey Mouse one.
Hey.
Little tree, little Christmas tree pancake. It's cute, right?
What shape would you like?
Pass the syrup. Middle finger.
Yeah. Your wife's probably thought about it a few times.
Send it over. What else is going on? Where's the good stuff here? Oh, if you guys like me and probably Dom, you're sick of typing the F word into your texts and you get duck or ducking.
Dang autocorrect.
There's a couple tutorials going around this morning. Somebody on Instagram said you can change that. First thing you can do is you can actually put a contact in your phone with
That's what I did.
With the two words, the two biggies.
Yeah, I put F
the ing
F-ing.
One. Yeah, the
first
F,
name F, last name effing.
The ing.
So
one.
I can't wait for my wife to scroll through my contacts of my phone and stumble across that.
Yeah, so when you're texting, your phone thinks you're just doing your contact and just fills it in with the right word. So that's cool. And then there's this shortcut within your settings called text replacement. And mm-hmm. I guess they say if you put in like the letter F, it'll automatically put in the F word for you, and you can program that in your phone. So,
well, I don't know if I want every word that I'm typing starting with F.
You'd have to do like an FU, I guess, or something. Or,
well, then what if you're typing fun?
This could get very dangerous, couldn't it?
Just do what I did and put it in the context. That solves everything.
Or what if you did put in ducking? And it would just correct it to the F word. Because how many times, nobody's writing ducking on purpose, I guess. Anyway, it's online if you want to figure it out. If you're writing that many F words that you really need this.
Yeah. Do you kiss your kids with that mouth?
It's out there. New poll out this morning. Things you'll never do again even after the pandemic is over.
Like?
Some of these are kind of funny.
Shake hands on there?
No. Using someone else's deodorant is on here.
That was shaking hands, not on there. Oh, using someone else's. That was a mind bender the other day.
Yeah, right. Sharing snacks, like little bags of chips or something. Nope.
Oh. People stick their hands in there.
You don't want that. Using a friend's makeup or trying on makeup samples at the store, which, you guys were doing that before the pandemic? Gross. This one's a weird one. Number 5 on the list says borrowing someone else's bathing suit. Is that a thing?
Is that a thing?
I have never done that, and I don't ever want to do that.
Now, I will say that I've been to friends' houses in the past where they've got either a pool or a hot tub. And they're like, come on, get in. Or I'm like, hey, and you're out is always, hey, I didn't bring a suit. And then right. They come back with, you can use one of mine.
Breaks.
I don't want to.
Making out with strangers at a bar is on there. No.
Oh, that'll never go.
Don't
away.
Get rid of that one. Do it
Why
for
you
me.
Go to a bar?
Do it for us married people. Taking a bite out of someone else's sandwich.
Also
and then,
a mind bender the other day.
Yes.
It
and
was.
Sharing chapstick is number 1 on the list, which has always grossed me out when somebody asks, hey, do you have some chapstick I can borrow? Some Carmex?
Well, you'd share with your wife, though.
Well, I would do that, but like Johnny down the hall in HR, no, you're not sharing my chapstick, dude. And one final thing,
our
this is weird.
HR especially. Because he only loves our sister station.
He licks his lips when he talks.
We have company meetings on Zoom, and there's an HR guy, and every time he gets on, he just raves about our sister station down the hall.
Loves them.
And we're like,
I mean,
and
they're
Jeremy
good.
And I are like, you know, hey, we're on this call too, you know.
Hey, sir.
HR.
Oh, gosh. Good guy, though. Nice guy.
You don't have to kiss his butt.
No,
he
he's a nice guy. He seems very polite.
He
I've never
do
met
anything
him.
Anything for you? You don't have to kiss his butt.
You
I'll
might
tell
be
you
meeting who, him here soon.
I'll tell you whose butt you need to kiss. That's not his.
I guarantee you, you're going to be having to talk with him today.
Well, he's not listening. He's over on Cool 105 right now.
That's true.
I can say
That's
anything
true.
I want.
That is true.
I love those oldies. Oldies are good.
All right. I don't want to tell you anything else. I don't even want to tell you the clickbait because you don't even like the clickbait today.
No, do your clickbait.
All right, let's
You're
do
so
clickbait.
Proud of it. You weren't
I'm not
on
proud
clickbait.
Of it.
Yeah, you are. I can tell this morning.
Hit the thingy thing. Hit the clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
You put a lot of time into this. I don't want to take it away from it.
Not everything we post necessarily translates to Dom and I liking it, but the name of the segment is trending. It's what's viral. It's what's making the rounds. People,
all defensive now.
Our IT guy said we had something like 14 million people visit our Facebook page over the
past
couple months.
And that IT guy doesn't listen to us either. He only listens to the sports station.
Loves our altitude station, I'll tell you that much. Woman did a funny video that shows how annoying your Apple Watch would be if it was a real-life person. Because your Apple Watch is constantly nagging you about drinking water, getting up, moving around, taking breaks. But she does it as a real-life person.
It's funny.
I thought it was funny this morning, but now that I explain it again...
Never hasn't been funny since you started.
I The second time around.
That is why we lose the HR guy to Cool 105 is because you're putting stuff like that on our Facebook
page.
Yeah,
now that I see it again, not that great. Well, you guys don't have to go to our Facebook. Go over to Cool105's Facebook. Solid content.
They probably got great stuff.
Winston
right now.
ML are the bomb.
They're
right.
Really good.
Clickbait them.
Clickbait.
We done?
I think overall, yeah. Maybe for good.
Nah. They got some love from us.
Well, you know, number one show in town, we can be benevolent and hand out some love.
That's right.
Try to help people make it into the top three.
Yep. Good people, though, Dom and Jeremy. Good people.